You're listening to the Valley High Podcast.
H-O-L-L-O. Hello, hello. You're welcome to the Valley High Podcast. It's a show where we create impact in youth's true storytelling. I'm Israel Deborah, and I'm super excited to have you join us on the show. Yep, we'll be wrapping up the disabled section with this episode. And I'm glad because I'm not just alone on the show. I have Runo Force joining us today. He is a passionate youth who believes so much on possibilities of creating impact on younger generation, teens and youth. This has been his heart drop since 2018 and since then has seized every opportunity. Plays on him to lay foundation in little ways on teens and youth within the age bracket of 12 to 22. His key areas of concern, trying to impact the youth and teenagers, is on career development and purpose discovery. Through avenues of tutoring and direct conversation, has helped a couple of youths believe in themselves and have achieved good results in their careers. He is also a content creator and manager at the Valley Hive Podcast, working with great influencers to educate and sensitize young people on various topics and discuss various challenges young people face and how to prevent and overcome them. He's committed to creating sustainable impact. He's driven by the love for the youth and teens who have much potentials, but if not properly groomed, they become vulnerable and unsuccessful. He's putting the much effort by making research and volunteering at various levels as opportunity you present. You're welcome, sir. I'm honored to have you join us today, sir. You're welcome. You're so welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad to be on this show with you.
Yep. All right, so on today's episode, as we're wrapping up the Disabled series, we'll be talking about consequences of political apathy and remedies. Today's, you know, on the previous episode, we talked about apathy in politics and the causes. We didn't just bring up something like this, so we could just talk about it and basically not have a way out, you know. So today we'll be looking at the consequences. What are the consequences of political apathy? If you look at it very well, consequences of political apathy leads to lack of accountability, because when people, they're up there, what they have at the back of their mind is to basically go there and embezzle and, you know, cater for their family, take their children abroad, outside and all of that, without having the masses at heart. How do you think that they would be able to be accountable, to be transparent, to be basically accountable and open when you don't have the heart, like the masses at heart? So it's a very, very, very something we need to look at. It's something we need to look at critically. And it's not just that alone. When we look at our country today, where we find ourselves, when you try to compare it with other countries, you will see that there is retarded or slow pace of development in this part of our world. Honestly, we need to be enlightened about the right things to do. We need to be enlightened about the right steps to take, the right things to do to cope those problems. When we take the right step, when we do the right things, most of the problems we are facing, we reduce to its barest minimum, I tell you. I know, Mr. Joseph, you sure have something to talk about. What do you have to say? Can you talk about solutions on political apathy?
As earlier introduced by Deborah, my name is Joseph. We'll be talking about solutions and remedy to political apathy. One of the effective solutions for political apathy is education. Collective education of the masses and the citizens of a country is one of the driving forces that can erase political apathy among most of the citizens of the country. When people are educated about government and about policies of the government, it will stir up a kind of desire for them to participate in politics. Another thing is that we should let the people understand that the problem of the country is a collective problem, and it will need collective effort and responsibility from every citizen for us to solve the problem of the country. Another thing is, we should also know that participating in participating in electoral processes will in a way make the electoral process to be credible. In a situation where only few of the masses participate in electoral processes, you see that the results that will be gotten from such electoral processes will not be a fair decision of the masses. Another thing is that there should be continuous sensitization of young people and people living in rural areas and suburbs of our state, and you know, places that, you know, information about government and election has not been always available to. In a way, continuous sensitization will make people to show interest in politics. Also, we should let the citizens know that they have the right to vote, that voting is the right of every citizen of the country. Another thing is that there is a need to develop political culture among the young people, and not only for the elite. Politics is not only for the elite. Young people and poor people can also participate in politics. Thank you very much.
Wow. Mr. Joseph has really said a whole lot. He has really said a whole lot. Honestly, it's time we stand up, arise, and do the right thing. If you've not gotten your PVC, if you've not done the basic things you need to do to participate, come for 2023. It's time. Just bring out time. Bring out time. It's true, maybe you have a kind of schedule that is so much tight. But I think I still feel that there should be a way out. I still feel that you can actually do something about it. Yes, you can still do something, even at the midst of your tight schedule. You can, you know, squeeze out little time and use it. Let's all arise and go get our PVCs, play our own part, and don't forget to pray for Nigeria. Let's always remember Nigeria in our prayers. Let's remember our country. Let's remember our country and do our own part and allow God to do His own part. Thank you so much for joining us again on the show today. If there are actually things you think that could also be a solution to the topic we've actually deliberated on today, you're free to send us a message at thevaluehive54@gmail.com. We'll be anticipating for it.